What's up, ladies and gentlemen? The Podfather Nate here from the Journey into Comics podcast, the flagship show of the Journey into Comics Network. I just want to make sure you guys know you can tune in every single Monday for a brand new episode of our show, where if it's comic book related, we've got you covered.
The following is a Journey into Comics Network production.
I'm a dude who likes brews. It's time for Brews with Dudes. Ah, juicy.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to a live edition of Brews with Dudes.
Yee yee.
I'm Nick Maxson. I'm sitting here with Tyler McLaughlin once again.
Hee hee.
It's been too long. Dr. Dongo, also. And Mr. Nate Phillips, first time.
It's been too long. It's been the longest because we've never done this before.
Right.
I'm so excited to finally be here.
So, let's not waste any time.
Let's get right into this.
He's debating what booze we're starting with first.
I know. Ooh. We've got a Lagunitas Cappuccino Stout.
Oh.
Weldworks Tropical Punch Berliner Weiss. That one's going to be amazing. Galaxy Nuggets. Ooh. And then we've got a chocolate porter with raspberry.
That's the biggest can of beer I've ever seen.
We are getting day drunk.
Oh, this is exciting.
We're about to do.
Yes.
So we should probably start with the Berliner Weiss because that's the it's going to be the easiest to take down.
The most sippable.
The other ones are going to not wreck our palates, but they're dark boys.
Ooh, I like
boys.
Dark boy.
So what do we got in here? This is from Weldworks. It's out of Colorado. It's got dragon fruit, pineapple, guava, and kiwis.
You guys did a whole Weldworks episode recently.
Yes, we did.
Where you had a whole, like, your buddy went to Colorado and brought a bunch back for you guys.
Yep.
Radical.
That was a great episode. That episode, I believe, had a bunch of, like, what you would call dessert stouts. It had, like, the Nutter Butter Stout and the Oatmeal Cream Pie Stout.
Oh.
It was insane. It was awesome. All right, you guys are going to have to ramble on while I pour these cups.
All right. Yeah. Berliner Weiss are some of my favorite beers because in Germany they're beers that children drink. So I've had a lot of it. And the cool thing in Germany, especially if you're in Berlin, you know, Berliner Weiss, they'll bring it out to a family of people, and it's in this giant, like, margarita, almost punch bowl glass, and they put lots of food coloring in it, so there'll be all kinds of interesting colors and stuff, especially in the summertime when they're having festivals every weekend and stuff like that, or around Beer Fest, you know, in the fall, Oktoberfest in the fall. But, you know, they're always cool colors, and they always smell really good, and yeah.
Oh, thank you, sir. These you are really good at the pour, by the way. These are all pretty much, like, dead on with each other. You've been
not too bad.
Not too bad. That's pretty good. So what's do we cheers this, or what's the...
We usually give it a nice cheers.
Yeah.
Ooh, that smells good.
That's one of the most traditional ones out of all the ones that I've tasted so far.
Yeah, it's got a little bit of a kick, a little bit of a sour bite.
Yeah, but it's not like a negative sour. It's definitely enjoyable. You kind of get lost in, like, how it hits your tongue. You're like, whoa, I love the flavors of this.
Mm-hmm.
You definitely taste the like a little bit of the pineapple in this right out of the gate.
One of the problems that I've had with a lot of the Berliner Weisses that I've had in the United States or that are made in the United States is they're too sweet. They're not supposed to be sweet, so... I'm digging this one on first taste.
Like, yeah, it doesn't sweet. Have a, like, it doesn't taste like it's some kind of fruity drink. It's got a really nice, clean kick into that taste.
I like fruity drinks.
I didn't say fruity drinks are
bad.
Don't
louder, just, Blaine. Don't whisper.
That's my point of talking in quiet.
Go away.
I like fruit.
I like sweet.
Yeah, this is...
Yeah, I dig this.
It's pink. It's got a nice color.
It does.
Color's good, taste is good. I can't get over that it just is, like, really easy to sip. Like, I'm not having an aftertaste that some, like, you think of, like, your Miller Lights or shit like that. That's obviously not things that have ever been drank on this show. They instantly have a bitter kickback, and you're just like, oh, God, Tate drinking shitty beer. This tastes really great. Like, I could just sit and get lost in, like, three or four cans of this, you know?
I have some at home.
Dangerous is this word. Dangerous.
Weldworks doesn't... They don't ever mess it up. Like, I've had all sorts of different styles from them, and every single one, they just totally kill.
Oh, that was like in unison.
We just did that together.
Yeah, I am jamming that taste. Like, it's weird because if you said this is the lightest of the beers we're trying today, pretty much.
Well, I guess lightest in terms of color, and in terms of how it's gonna stick on your palate.
Yeah,
like the cappuccino stout, it's gonna have that aftertaste. It's gonna be great, but it's gonna stick around.
It's gonna be cappuccino-y.
It's gonna be amazing. So we should probably jump. What is this? It's a double IPA, the Galaxy Nugs.
450 North?
It is, yes.
Oh, you finally get to try some.
On a show, I've had 450 North a couple times, but never a Galaxy Nuggets or any of their really awesome flavors. I don't get to go to any of the releases like you guys or get cool hats like Tyler.
I like nuggets.
Me too.
It's kind of a weird word when you think about it, nuggets.
I'm a big fan of nuggets.
The word nuggets looks like the moon.
Yeah, I like that.
It's cratered out.
Do you think the moon is actually made of cheese?
I think it's actually a Death Star.
Okay. Well, the sad thing is, you know, there's actually people on our planet that legitimately believe the moon is made out of cheese.
Nope. Wow.
Yep, there are people out there.
Flat moon theory.
Yes, flat moon theory.
Dick, were you around when I showed like Brando and everybody the Trip to the Moon movie?
Yeah.
Have you guys ever seen A Trip to the Moon?
No.
It's like a 1924 or 25 silent movie.
1902.
My fault. It is 1902.
Netflix has two different versions. They have the original one and the colorized version.
The colorized version, yeah.
But and it is just, it's insanity.
A Trip to the Moon was released in 1902, and it, without knowing it, really set the stage and, like, future told what was coming. They essentially, in the movie, take a rocket ship, which didn't exist in 1902,
right,
to the moon, where there are Martian creatures, and there's this, like, crazy celebration and stuff going on. It's very, very wild how that movie works. And it, like, it trips your brain out because you're going, oh, my God, like, this is clever, but 1902, what the fuck?
It's only 15 minutes long, too.
Also true. Yeah, good to know. 15 minutes.
Total runtime is only 15 minutes, you said?
Okay, this definitely has a little more of a bittery... I actually smell more pineapple in this.
Ooh. Yeah, this is 100% Galaxy hops. It's double dry hopped, like, so right? That's what gives it the very floral aroma.
Curiosity. I've always been a fan of the show, so you say things like double hopped or Galaxy hops. Is that just a different, like, essentially bud of the hop that is, like, is it how it's grown, or is it, like...
It's just a different strain.
Strain. Oh, and they just name them crazy names now because they can, or...
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, cool. So...
All hops are not created equal.
I'm learning that. Yes, no, absolutely. All right.
Cheers, fellas.
Cheers.
Blaine hates Galaxy hops.
It's juicy.
It's one of my... The Galaxy hops are actually one of my favorites. Probably my favorite.
It's like really nice on the palate.
Yeah.
Like, it's refreshing, and I don't feel like I want to go, like, take a drink of water immediately.
It's a little hazy.
Yeah.
Golden.
Yet still very smooth. Slightly tingly on the tongue.
Mm-hmm. I'm kind of getting lost in the smell of it, though. Like, I love the really drinking like of it, the... but the smell is, like...
It does smell really good.
Die for. As we...
Everyone just... They just keep hearing us...
Yeah, you have to smell it over and over and over again. I'm curious, of all the different 450s you've tried, what's like the one? Like, ultimate 450 brew.
There's so many.
For me, it's Pot of Gold. Pot of Gold, I think.
That was a limited release that was kind of like their Fruity Pebbles, maybe? Or no?
It was a single IPA.
Okay.
Which, and the fruity was also a single. Because most of them, they do a lot of doubles and triple IPAs. But I do kind of feel like they use, like, I bet their grain bill when they're making the beer, I bet a lot of these IPAs are very similar, and the main difference is the hops.
like what hop was used
and how many and
God, they did like a. I'm curious to ask you guys because you guys all had this and I didn't. Cookies and cream nugs, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, did boy. They literally use Oreos in that batch? And could you taste it?
Yes, it yeah. tasted like
that
cookies.
That is crazy.
Yeah, they used hundreds of pounds of. I don't know if they necessarily used Oreos, but they used
what could be an Oreo cookie yeah. or like that.
Two chocolate little wafers with creamy stuff in the middle of them.
It was delicious.
I personally liked BrewLink Brewing Company's version
what
of that.
What did they do? Was it cookies and cream the same name?
Double O's.
Yes.
Double O's. And then they came back and remade it, but with they added mint and more Oreo flavor.
What's the newest one?
And then they just did one that was a golden stout, and it was supposed to be, they used the...
Like the blondie.
The blondies, yeah.
Oreos, that's
and then
awesome.
They did the, was it them that did the pickle one this weekend? The Slimer.
It wasn't a pickle. It was, oh, was it pickles? It was kiwi and something else.
I just remember it was like, it was like an homage to Slimer from Ghostbusters.
I yeah. just dropped my cup into his beer,
thinking I was done.
Like, well, I saw one already there, so I was just like, oh, sure, I'll just drop it. He's like,
well, Nate's
what are you
toasted
doing?
Already.
That happened way before this podcast. What are you talking about?
We're 10 ounces in, and Nate is over the top.
Whoa.
But to answer your question about my personal favorite, it was yes. probably the fudge nuggets.
Ooh, fudge.
Ooh, was that like a chocolatey?
It was very chocolatey.
It's really good.
A little bit of peanut buttery, but very chocolatey.
I know I sent one down for you to try, but one of my favorite most recent beers I've had was the Belgian Stout Taxman triple coffee or quadruple coffee Belgian Stout.
Oh yeah,
the Taxman. That was a very delicious beer because you're not expecting it to be that punchy with its coffee-ish chocolate flavor, mm-hmm. and then you drink it and you're like, whoa,
yeah,
this is delicious.
Jacked you up,
absolutely.
Right there's the
oh okay,
the R&D department in here.
They definitely are playing with getting sued. They're not gonna.
Oh, they're close.
But they're not.
They're working on it. What? Not as much as 450 is. I don't want to put them on the spot, but goodness gracious, they cut it close sometimes. That Super Mario or Super Nugget Bros. Uh-huh. Is like,
yes.
Guys, I don't know about this.
That's kind of one of the reasons that I enjoy 450 and BrewLink so much. You know, both of their beers, or both of the companies, the beers that they make are fantastic. But just seeing the labels and stuff that they come up with, there's so much entertainment value.
Oh, yeah.
You know, especially with 450, you know, you can peel them off and save them.
And I have.
Right.
I've got two mini fridges
covered. Oh, you peel off
covered.
The covers of the 450 brews? That's yeah. amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I'll have to send you a picture of them. They're
you should.
Totally covered. They're wild.
That's amazing. Full-scale fridges or mini fridges?
Mini fridges.
Still.
Yeah.
That's a lot of different brews.
It is.
Do you have, like... a cellar worth of beer, you think?
Is it
to that point yet? Like, you're, like, almost overwhelmed with the amount
of
beer you have?
I've got a closet that is pretty much halfway full.
Damn!
Of beers that will be good 4 years to come. Like, yeah. big, heavy 12-plus yeah. percenters.
That last a long time, definitely. Actually, some of those beers probably get better through the longer that they sit. The fermentation
yeah.
process helps them develop their tastes. So
We'll find out. I don't know when.
At some point,
maybe
some of those Slurpees definitely got better.
Are those
over
like
time.
I know
really fruity tasting?
That's
they're Berliner Weisses.
Yeah.
Oh, they're more so they definitely have that Berliner Weiss type
like,
vibe to them. I loved that. That was the first time I had one.
The pineapple Express Slurpee. Yeah, that. I did not like it at first, but after like a month of it just sitting, I loved it
because they. They can them, like, the day
fresh,
or two
yeah.
before they release them.
So it's, like, ultra fresh.
So, like, I remember we didn't really like some of the milkshake IPAs that they put out. But if you gave them a week or two, they tasted 10 times better.
Gives them time
calling
to
you out, blueberry fresh fruit.
Ooh. Did you try it aged?
I did not. I have not tried it aged. But I had the day that we went down there, we ate lunch before we left. And I got a flight. And I was like, you know what? They tried to sell me a 4-pack when I went up there and bought everything else that I wanted, and I told them no, and I kind of felt bad, so I was like, I at least owe 450 North the the respect, I guess, to at least try it, and I didn't care for it. It was, at the time, in my opinion, the worst beer that they had put out that I had tasted.
And we all agreed with it. Everyone that tried it were like, yeah. Well, this was a waste
of
money.
Right.
Zach Davidson was like the only person that was like, yeah, that's not bad.
He liked it right then and there. But I had one about a week later, and it was much better. And then I had one about another week after that, and it was really good.
I kind of have a bias, too, I already knew that I wasn't going to like it, kind of, because for me, blueberry is not a flavor that pairs very well, or that represents itself very well in beer form.
When you think about like a lot of the artificial blueberry flavor too, it makes it like I'm not really a fan of fake blueberry candies or anything like that. So I could totally understand where mm-hmm. a beer, blueberry fresh fruit, is hard to sell you. But continue. Sorry.
Well, and it's kind of along the lines too, like. We all love food. All of us here love food.
Yes.
You know, we have...
You've seen our bellies.
Right. We have certain things that we crave, and you know, like, if I get really drunk, I know there's certain things that's like, man, I want to eat that.
Pizza.
Pizza or wings. Tacos or wings, what
Ooh,
have you.
Tacos. I wish the guac box was
here.
Oh,
my God. That was so good yesterday. But never have I woke up on any day and thought, you know what, I'm really craving a blueberry pie. Or I'm craving blueberry yogurt or blueberry ice cream. I don't ever, and I like blueberries, don't get me wrong, but
it's
I don't
not something
ever
you're
crave
searching
that.
Out. Right. Absolutely.
I don't ever crave that flavor. I actually enjoyed the pineapple one more than Blaine did at first. I haven't had the opportunity to try one aged. I would like to try the blueberry one. I would like to at least give the blueberry one another shot, especially. You know, I've had like 7 people now tell me that they get better the longer they sit. So,
is that something that you think that 450 North should like tell you, like, hey, drink this can in 2 weeks, drink this can in 4 weeks,
or just maybe. or just make a batch and package it and then wait 2 weeks
to release it? That's actually well said.
I feel like they usually tell you to drink it sooner.
They do. It's right on the can. Hey, drink this as fresh as possible because they use fresh fruit.
But then I'm hearing from you guys that this most recent one, like the blueberry fresh fruit, was better aged.
You want it to be less fresh.
Like, yeah. I just drank one from February when we went. Still tasted great. So the raspberry passion fruit one.
Oh, yeah. I don't remember getting any of those.
I went deep on my nose on this one. I'm smelling the F out of this. What's this one, Nick? I can't see the
This
can.
Is a chocolate porter with raspberries.
Well, it's a porter, so it already wins.
Yes,
porters and stouts are my two favorites.
I didn't think I liked porters up until about 3 months ago, and I had one that I really liked, and it was actually the one from Tay's. It was a smoked porter.
Ooh.
And when I was in there, I didn't get to try that one.
He hasn't made it again. Apparently it wasn't as popular. I'm like, that was my favorite one by a stretch. So I'm trying to convince him to do it again, but... All right, boys, let's dive in.
Okay.
Definitely taste the raspberry in that.
I was getting ready Ooh. To say, it's like you get the coffee kind of chocolatey...
First.
...mouthfeel, and then you get raspberry flavor is just elbow dropping you from the top.
It's almost
rope.
Like a raspberry rush.
Yes.
You have that chocolate that hits you and you're like, oh, that's delish. Whop.
Yep. Yeah.
Here's the raspberry.
Yes.
It's creamy.
Mm-hmm. Very velvety.
Velvety.
I don't know if this is crushable, but it is definitely sippable. Like, I could sit there for a long time and enjoy the sipping of this.
I have kind of an interesting relationship with porters and stouts. I don't dislike porters and I personally like porters more than I like stouts. But for me, porters and stouts are kind of a wintertime thing. I don't want to drink them in the summertime.
Is it kind of a warmth thing too?
I think so.
Yeah, definitely.
It's
for me.
You know, a lot of times it's very heavy, and if I'm outside, you know, if we're outside cooking out, I'm not going to stand on the deck and just crank back some stouts.
You want some IPAs.
It doesn't
probably.
Sound right. It's too big.
You need light and
big
crisp
beer.
For summer.
Shotgun some all day.
That's that all. Who makes all day?
Founders,
and that's a that you can just get wrecked on that crushable.
It's
all day.
It's less than 5%, I think.
Whoa!
It's called a session because you can have a session with it.
Okay.
We tested it one time. Me and two buddies. That. We drank it was 15 packs in one day. We slammed 30 of them just down at the beach.
I do remember you guys talking about, wasn't that the story that you got like super messed up on?
Got very messed up.
You didn't mean to, but like maybe you threw up a little bit or something?
Oh, that was probably what he's referring to. We were seeing who could drink five the fastest. So we were slamming them instead of like when we drank the 215 packs, we were
taking your time, enjoying yourselves.
But we were crushing them.
For the record, there was a purpose behind crushing them. We were doing a promo video for Chicago Domination Fest DVD, like who won one or something like that. Or
yeah, what we did was on the bottom of my cans, we put all the people's names on it, and whichever one I crushed last was the winner. And so we were trying to drink as who could crush five the fastest. So I slammed three and then shotgunned the fourth one,
and that was a mistake.
Heaved it. Came back a couple minutes later and finished the fifth.
God, you're a pro. You're like, I don't even care.
I don't like to think so.
So what did I puke? This is very refreshing. It's weird because you think of a porter and it's a little heavier, but this is not sitting heavy on my palate. It has a nice crispness to it.
Well, yeah. Go ahead.
I was just agreeing.
That was one of the things that I was kind of getting at because... I don't, if it's hot outside or I'm working or if I'm, you know, if we're outside playing frisbee or
not drinking this
or whatever we're doing, you know, I wouldn't want to drink. If someone just walked in and said, hey, here, this is what we're drinking today, I'd be like, I'm just not going to drink then. You know, I'll have one, but this isn't heavy. It's not like, with porters, a lot of times it's, to me, the way that I associate it is trying to drink like Hershey's chocolate syrup. Like, just straight.
It's too thick.
You know, it's thick, and it's tacky. It's obviously not sticky, but the way that it feels in my mouth, it's like, okay, I'm drinking Hershey's chocolate syrup. I'll have one, and I'm done. That's why a lot of times, if I'm going to drink a porter, I'll drink it right before I go to sleep.
Yeah.
Because it's
a bedtime beer.
Mm-hmm. It's just relaxing, and, you know, you sip it for a little bit and just relax. And
gives you some nice warmth.
But I really like this, yeah.
Can I see the can?
Yes, you can.
Teamwork.
Got that while I was in Conneaut, Ohio, recently on vacation. I bought another can from them called Panic at the Simcoe.
I see what they did there.
Oh, man.
It was pretty good. It was a double IPA.
So I saw Jess posting stuff about your guys' little Ohio trip, and I got really interested in that place.
Which one?
Okay, Mike.
Just Conneaut in general?
Yes.
Yeah.
So now we're going to go. We're going to take a trip and go. Yeah.
It's a really cool little town. It's where her parents grew up there.
Okay.
And there's not actually any breweries in Conneaut, but... we would venture about a half an hour, 40 minutes out in any which direction. And there's tons of places.
Well, that's one of the things that I saw her post that was so cool. And then I started doing some research about the town. And it's like, well, you're only this far away from this place and this far away from this place. And they had, you know, I've obviously never been there, but I've seen pictures of the beach and stuff. And it's like, you know, we have this badass beach here in Ohio that hardly anybody knows about.
Yeah.
You know, like, I haven't had a realistic vacation since like 2013. So especially now, you know, I'm married, got a kid. We want to take a nice little family trip for a weekend or something. And as soon as I saw her post that you guys were going, I was like, fate has intervened here, right? Because I have to go, you know.
I want to go to a little town and go sit on the beach.
Mm-hmm.
It was really awesome. This year, it rained every freaking day.
Damn.
So we only got a little bit of beach time, but... then I was like, well, we can go here.
Right. Jess said you visited like seven breweries in one day.
Yeah, and we hit up, I think 11 when it was all said and done, like the whole trip.
Nice.
I think we did four one day. Yeah, it was awesome.
Were you familiar with all the ones that you went to?
The only one that I was very familiar with is we stopped by Rheingeist.
Okay.
But we literally just stopped by because we went on the day, unbeknownst to us, that it was their 5-year anniversary.
So it was packed.
There was a line out the door, and a guy had a little clicker, and you couldn't get in until people left because the place was at capacity. So it took me 10 minutes to get in the building and then 30 minutes standing in the beer line.
Damn.
But it was awesome. They had a freaking Brontosaurus skeleton in the brewery.
Hell what? Yeah.
Yes.
I missed all of that because I had to pee, but
a Brontosaurus skeleton in Rheingeist.
That's awesome.
Whoa!
So they're in Cincinnati, and apparently they're doing some renovation at the Cincinnati Museum. So they're like, you guys want to hold on to this for us?
Like, here, take this dinosaur.
Yeah,
like,
take these dino bones.
Yes. Do you know anybody that could watch my dinosaur for a few months?
So Rheingeist is out of Cincinnati. Was that the first time you visited the brewery?
Yeah.
And it was probably an incredible experience?
It was a brief experience. Like I was telling them, it was their 5-year anniversary. And it's just a big warehouse.
Oh.
And there were hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people. And you were elbow to elbow. So I didn't get to spend a lot of time there because we had Tom with us, too. And he could have gone in, but there was a line. And we're
like, you don't want to put your kid through that anyway.
Like, we're not gonna do this. He probably would have liked to have seen the dinosaur, because I don't think he's seen a dinosaur yet. Hmm. You know, a skeleton of one. I have not seen a dinosaur either.
Same,
go,
also.
Unfortunately, we Indianapolis haven't seen Children's Museum.
Ooh, yeah, the Indianapolis Children's Museum does have
go
some
to the
awesome.
Indianapolis Children's Museum. They have a huge dinosaur exhibit, and it is absolutely awesome.
Well, then maybe he has seen it, because we've been to the Children's Museum.
They have an entire, like,
wing,
yeah, dedicated to dinosaurs. And
I love the Children's
huge
Museum.
Skeletons.
Before Skylar and I had Ruby, we would take trips to the Children's Museum every year and just go through it, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, there's so much cool shit to do. I mean, what reason do you have not to go? There's an entire wing of that place that's dedicated to dinosaurs.
Yeah,
we're just big kids.
Child,
so. Yeah, I mean, yeah.
We're adult children. There's a difference.
So I don't know that we said. I don't know that we said who this is from, but it's Mill Creek Brewing Company, out of Erie, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, Erie was about 30 to 40 minutes away, and that's where we probably went to 5 or 6 different places. One of the places was in an old train station.
Ooh, I bet that was cool.
Oh, damn, that's awesome.
That was pretty sweet. This place was very Mill Creek was very classy. They had a huge bar area, and then they had a huge open, like, family seating area. It was awesome. It was a really, really great trip.
Have you been into any of these places that are breweries that have had just, like, their food is amazing, like, even better than what you expected? Or is it all of them?
The majority. If they've got food, usually it's really good.
I know Three Floyds is phenomenal.
Oh,
their food source. I mean, their food is next level.
450's pizza really, really surprised me.
You know, I've heard you guys all say that, and I want to try 450 pizza.
Yeah, they're doing a legitimate brick oven, like, artisanal style pizza. It's just fantastic.
We've got so many different kinds of. My favorite's the chicken bacon ranch.
Ooh.
So
the cheesesteak.
Back in September, when we went and saw Between the Buried and Me, up in Chicago, Contortionist, Tooth Grinder, all that stuff. I could hear myself just fuck off, Tyler.
Did you lose your point?
He was getting limp.
Anyway, so we went and visited a little brew pub brewery in Chicago, and you know that place. The food wasn't that great.
That was a vegan place, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Is that Lagunitas that you guys went to in Chicago?
We tried.
Oh, you tried to go to Lagunitas. I remember
we
that
tried
story.
To go to Lagunitas. And
it
they
was
were
a
like,
private party,
like,
right?
Yeah. Like, we're not open today. And you could hear music bumping in the background. You're like, are we not cool enough to come in? That was where we found a fucking syringe on the ground next to the car.
What? Yes.
Oh, I do remember that. I do remember. Yeah,
we're like, okay then.
All righty then.
Podcastrophe, episode 6.
Wow, I can't believe you remember that. Yes, it was Colors way back when. That was before Tyler was a co-host.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the show got awesome.
And then
those were the dark ages.
Those were the dark times.
Those were the dark times.
Man, this beer is amazing.
It's really good. I'm actually legitimate. You know, we've been so, at least myself, I've been so spoiled with 450 and the stuff that I really, really like from BrewLink.
Don't do that to me, you ass.
What's the pineapple one that I really like from BrewLink?
Oh, the Cosmic Jacuzzi.
Thank you. That one's excellent. Jacuzzi.
I love
that. And you can actually find that around here.
That is legitimately probably my favorite one that I've had just over everything. You know, from 450 specifically, I obviously love the Pot of Gold.
Cocoa Nugs, too?
I don't care for the Cocoa Nuggets. I really like Platinum Nuggets from 450 North. If I had to drink one every day and not, like, treat myself, it would be Platinum Nuggets. Pot of Gold for me is, like, treat yourself. Just because I enjoyed
beer.
It so much, and it was so limited. You know, I've only had a few of them. But I really liked Golden Nuggets.
Oh, yeah.
And Powdered Nugs.
The Powdered Nugs are my favorite.
Powdered Nugs was
I miss powdered
what flavor is that? What are they going for in a Powdered Nug?
Powdered. I don't know how to describe
it's
it.
It's like,
I don't just remember even what
it's
was
like
in
a,
it.
It's like a puppy chow cocaine.
Whoa!
Explosion.
It was amazing.
It was just good.
From puppy chow to cocaine, there's a big gap
it's
there.
All
I tried
same.
Putting it in my nose, and sugar, it was awful.
Sugar is cocaine. So, but yeah, I mean, the powdered... Well, you know, the first time that I was on Brews with Dudes, that was my first major craft beer experience, because up until that point, I had my nose in the air, and I said, I drink beer. You know, I spent a lot of time in Germany growing up. The nation literally has a law about how pure their beer can be, and if it's not good enough, it's not made. You know, it's against the law. So I considered myself, like, too good to drink craft beer, because I had tried some, you know, when craft beer first started to get popular, and it was terrible. I mean, it was just absolutely terrible. It was like, I'd rather drink Natty Ice than some of the initial
Whoa,
craft
shots
beer.
Shots fired.
Yeah, since some of the initial craft beer that I tasted. And then, you know,
you
getting
play
back
GameCube
in,
too?
Do what?
Natty Ice and GameCube?
Yeah.
Chad Bro Chill 21?
Right. But, you know, getting back in back in touch with Nick and then doing the podcastrophy thing, it's like, I really owe it to these guys that are going out on a limb for me to give this a shot again, and I've been impressed ever since. You know, I have a hard time drinking regular beer because I enjoy this so much.
Dude, I mean, I didn't really get down with craft beers at all until Nick brought Brews with Dudes to the network. And then as soon as Brews with Dudes became a thing and I started listening, it was like, not only is the style of podcast infectious and fun to listen to, it makes you want to try all these beers
right.
and go out and experience beers. And it also mm-hmm. allowed me to kind of like throw my rule book out the window. And it's like, fuck what I know. I'm going to go to a specialty shop and buy a beer I've never tried before. Mm-hmm. But based on what I read, thinking about what Brews with Dudes has said and going, oh, I bet that this is similar to what they've tried or exactly what they've tried or whatever.
Well, for me, it's kind of like it's very similar to how I view going to the movies. It's the experience thing, and I'm sure it's the same way for Nick and Blaine too. I mean, we all get to hang out and spend time together and go check out these breweries, and you know, we're doing the podcast and we're making these memories together and experiencing all this stuff. And you know, every time I go to the liquor store now, thank you. Every
thank you,
time
sir.
I go to the liquor store now, it's like, what am I gonna find? You know, I've brought here recently. I brought a kind of a fresh fruit pale ale from a brewery in Missouri. Blaine didn't like it. I liked it at first, and after it's aged a little bit, it's kind of like the fresh fruit thing. I actually think it's a lot better than it initially was. I don't think it's as good as any of the stuff that we're trying right now or any of the stuff that 450's kicked out, but you never know what you're going to find. You never know what you're going to experience. So I just think it's really cool that we get to do all of this shit together, you know, which makes it more fun.
Absolutely. What are we trying now, Nick? What is this one?
This is a cappuccino stout from Lagunitas.
I almost sniffed that up my nose.
Don't do that.
I would
no,
not
would
do
hurt.
That.
It's trustable not to do that.
9.3%. So this is our biggest
ass kicker.
Yes.
Whoa.
This is our beefy boy.
I will say that when Brews with Dudes started, I did not know what IBUs were or ABV, alcohol by volume and whatnot. And now when I go to a place, because of your show and because of what you guys have laid out, like, I'm looking at alcohol by volume, I'm looking at the bitter units and how bitter it's going to be, because I know the more bitter it is, the less I'm probably going to get down with it.
I'm not a big fan of bitterness.
Absolutely.
What is this? Yeah, this is only going to be 29. Which I would have guessed, because it says cappuccino.
Yeah.
So it's like,
yeah,
it's going to be a coffee. It's going to be more of a... I imagine it's going to be creamy, but let's not assume. Let's just find out for ourselves.
You got to really enjoy the smell. I mean, I love coffee beer.
Whoa, that doesn't taste like beer at all.
It's not bad.
It doesn't even have an aftertaste.
No, it doesn't. My goodness.
Sippable.
Ever since the Dark Lord episode we did, like, I've been looking forward to like trying the next stout.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie.
You're a stout guy now.
I'm not a stout guy, but I look forward to trying new ones.
You used to not be a stout guy at all.
So when we did that, when we went to release, when Blueberry Fresh Fruit and all that stuff was really, Platinum Nuggets was released, that was the first time that I had tried a Dark Lord. There was a guy, there was a guy bebopping around in line, and he's like, "Here, do you guys want to try this?" And we're like, "Well, we don't have any cups." And he's like, "Here, I have some cups."
Right.
And I was like, "What are we trying?" And he goes, "Oh, it's Dark Lord." And then he just chronicles like the history of Dark Lord. And
how many years ago was that Dark Lord that you tried?
Was it 2016?
That was a 2017.
So, 2017.
Oh, so it was a year older.
But he just goes ham right into what Dark Lord is, and you know, he's talking about Dark Lord Day, and I'm like, I just wanted to try this beer, dude. But but thanks for all the information, and it's really cool, you know, because I didn't know any of that stuff.
Yeah.
You know, but I dug it, and immediately I was like, this is some of the best dark beer that I've ever had.
They're beefy boys.
But they taste very good. They're
super creamy.
They're approachable.
I'm curious, Dark Lord. Do you prefer them aged or do you prefer them immediately?
I have had it a couple times aged. Okay. And I've only ever had it fresh this year because I went and got my own.
Yeah.
And they were all phenomenal fresh.
Oh yeah, they were.
But I've had. I mean, yeah. I guess I loved it fresh. It gets. I'm just going to say beefier again. It's a much bigger beer after you let it sit for a little bit.
Did you guys see a person at Dark Lord Day that was like a lady that was moshing that went crazy that got arrested?
Yep.
Guess what? Remember a couple months ago when I reached out to you and was like, "Hey, there's a lady trying to sell all her beer collection." Same lady.
No.
Swear to God, yes it is. Isn't
the lady
that crazy?
She pissed in the middle of a field.
Yes, she did.
She's beating people up. She was a wreck. She was a mess.
She's That's what we hilarious. All aspire to be.
Oh my goodness. I'm part of a couple of Dark Lord groups, and people were just memeing the Still shit out
talking
of her.
About her.
Nice.
Oh, yeah. She would get on there and be like, "Just let it go, guys." And it's like, we will never. You are legend now.
Most memeable.
Yeah.
So your experience with Dark Lord Day, are you gonna hit it every year now?
I mean, I'm gonna try.
I'm gonna try.
There were thousands of people.
And they had some pretty decent named acts playing the Dark Lord, right?
Dying Fetus, Revocation, I don't remember the other ones. I don't know if I would say blacked out. But
you were having a good time.
You went into party mode.
The middle of the day was a little fuzzy. I don't remember.
We didn't get any. But to be fair, we didn't get any one of those famous pictures of Nick just passed out on the floor.
No, we did not.
None of those.
I like that was a thing for a while. Like every couple weeks, a new picture would surface of me just on
dead
the ground.
On the floor.
Just completely comatose.
Well, it was more like just taking a quick break.
Sometimes
honestly, yeah, because he would just pop up and just
just give me like a 15 minute or here, guys. I'm gonna rally.
Yep.
Yeah, that's what it was.
All right, I'm back.
Speed rallying.
Right.
It was a minute or two. I'd just be like, "Oh, there's some floor."
And I'm back.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. It's like, okay.
Alrighty then.
I've been here for this. This is true.
Sometimes
I've seen it.
You just need to take it easy. So
I don't know, what episode are we officially going to be on, do you think this number
this
is?
This would be, so...
37? 40?
I think 37 was supposed to be, was yesterday's.
No, 36 was yesterday.
So then this would be 37, yeah.
Whoa! That's cool, we're
almost there. You're almost at 40, dude, how does it feel?
Makes me feel old.
It doesn't make you realize that
old.
You were going to
podcast.
We're
almost 30 years old, we're getting old.
I like sitting more and more.
Right? And I already love
to sit. Am I the only 30-year-old on this panel?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
We're all still in our 20s, Nate. You're older than
I'm
dirt.
I'm so sorry. 30s are not special. Guess what happens in your 30s, guys?
You're 30?
More pain.
More pain is exactly the answer. All of a sudden, your body's like, hey.
That's not...
Hey, Tyler.
That's not a good thing for me
because I've
been in pain my whole life.
Fuck you. That's exactly what it's saying. Like, right? Your knee? Do you remember your knee? I remember.
They're already doing that.
I remember.
I've had a very hard life.
When I was a kid, my dad used to say, he's like, dude, your body doesn't forget. I'm like, okay, I appreciate that advice, man. And then now I'm 31 and I'm like, oh, my body doesn't fucking forget. My knees are broken.
My body used to be all right.
Yeah, used to be is the word.
Don't know what happened.
It used to be a temple. Now it's just like a...
ancient ruins.
A broken down shack.
It's like a... it's like an aluminum sidinged, once great temple that's just now like rubble and turds.
Busted up old chicken coop.
Thank you. Yes. Good God. Busted up
exactly
old chicken
what it
coop.
Is a chicken
lots
coop.
Lots of coops. No chickens.
Yeah, lots of poops. A little bit of hay.
Oh, man.
They all died in the wind last summer.
What are you looking at, Tyler? I'm not sure what you're reading.
There's a story on the side of this Lagunitas bottle.
Well, is it story time with Tyler?
Yes. Oh, my God. That's a great segment.
Tell us all about it. All
right. So the side of this label says, up until the summer of 2010, we'd always had a little ditty on the side here that was a peon to a good old hot cup of joe.
I feel like bebopping is the next line in this phrase.
I'll throw bebop in here no matter what. It was built on the bones of the 23rd Psalm and went something like, coffee is my shepherd, I shall not. But that was where the trouble started. Turns out talking about coffee's happy side on an ale label is verboten now in America. So the things that I am allowed to say about it are that the coffee is delicious, that the ale is delicious, and that together they are not worse than the sum of their individual deliciousness. Most of all, which are delicious. The label is glued on real well, too. We make darn sure that there are no holes in the glass, thankfully, otherwise we wouldn't be drinking this, and that the cap stays put. We are proud of this and wish to brag about it all on this label, which is allowed by law. Thanks. Call us, and then they put their phone number in cheers.
Hashtag, see, you will also find a needle on the floor.
Hashtag bebopping and needles. Bebopping with some needles.
Bebopping with needles should be the episode
title.
That's
cheesy as hell, and like, who honestly sits down like every time? Like, I would have never thought to
read
that.
No one proofed that.
No.
They're like, you can just start whatever you want, and we're going to put it on there.
How did you read that right now? I'm curious.
I'm a man.
Whoa! Shots fired.
Yeah. But no, I mean that's kind of a cute like somebody went out of their way to make that slightly humorous. You
were
know,
they
it,
lit
it wasn't
as fuck when they did that?
Do what?
Do you think they were lit certainly. When they were doing that?
Probably. I mean,
like, oh my god, I gotta write about
if you
this beer.
At a brewery and it was the end of the day, and
it's kind
of
like me putting out my podcast.
Yeah. Ooh.
Like at midnight, like, so are you gonna give me that label description? I'm like, yeah.
Oh man.
Here we go. that person is me.
I love that because I'm the only one that totally relates with your level of like, oh fuck, it's midnight and I gotta get this out to you.
So are you gonna put that one out, Nick?
Maybe. I thought about it, you know. But I that's kinda cute and funny and I appreciate it because I mean, if you read it like they actually spelled verboten the way that someone writing in German would spell verboten, which
verboten.
Is, you know, which is forbidden, you yep. know? And then, like, America was spelled the way a German would spell it, spelled
K.
with a K. I don't know, little stuff like that. I thought it was funny.
Is that weird for you? Because I feel like Germany is the mecca of beer, if you could say that. Oktoberfest is a German festival. So,
I used to think that, especially when I was a kid and an early teenager, that Germany was the mecca of beer. But if you look at Germany as a nation, especially with, I think it's Rhine, I can't remember the actual name of the law. It's like something, Rhine something verbot. But I can't remember the rest because I haven't been to Germany in like 10 years.
Well, fuck you then.
But their evolution of beer hasn't changed. You know, since that law came into effect, they have, here's the law, this is the beer that you can make, this is the beer that you can't make, and anything that...
These are the things you have to use in the beer
absolutely.
To make it this beer.
So they haven't evolved, they haven't changed, they haven't grown, and it kind of goes along with what America is. You know, we are innovation, we are change, and progression, and...
Evolution.
If there is something to do with beer, we're going to figure it out. And Germany is, we are here, this is excellent, and we know better than anyone that this is excellent. But this is where we're at. I mean, because if you look at, just naming a couple, Corona, Tecate, Sol, Pacifico, Victoria, Dos Equis, those are all lager beers. They're all Mexican lager beers. Who taught the Mexicans how to make beers?
Germans.
German missionaries. So Mexican beer is just German beer. That's why I like it so much, because I'm used to German beer.
And the only thing that changed is the water.
Correct.
Because it was only in the past 100, 150 years that people figured out how to fuck with the water. So it's like, what makes German beer different than Mexican beer? Literally just
the water.
Right, because... Interesting. The mineral deposits in the earth in Germany versus Mexico are different.
Well, the overall microbiome, like the...
Absolutely.
The microorganisms.
There's so much that goes into it. But, you know, like I said, we are all innovation and change. And it's a neat perspective to have, because how many people can say that they've been to Beck's Brewery and tasted Beck's like 2 days after it was brewed? Not
you.
Very many people. You know, if you...
You're the only one on this panel.
I mean, unfortunately, I'm the only
Good
one on this
you.
Panel. But it's cool. And if you interact with the German populace, they have such an interesting respect and take on what beer is for their country. You know, it's like...
It's the cradle.
Thank you. It's a proud industry in Germany to be involved in the production of alcohol, whether that's Jägermeister, which isn't supposed to be consumed to get you drunk anyway. It's an after dinner aid. It's
for indigestion, maybe.
It's for indigestion. It's supposed to relax your stomach. And
interesting.
That's why most of the herbs that are in most of the ingredients, which a lot of them are herbs. That are in Jägermeister, it's supposed to relax your stomach and make you not have indigestion, and it's supposed to make you sleep better.
So you're not supposed to do 15 Jäger bombs.
No, you're not supposed to do 12 shots in a row.
More like half a shot.
Meanwhile,
even though Jägermeister is my favorite, you're supposed to sip on it after dinner. It's supposed to relax
Meanwhile,
your stomach.
Meanwhile, in capitalist America, let's get fucked up.
I love Jägermeister.
I'm gonna fill it up with this
Jägermeister. I can't, man. This dude I was friends with, who used to be my roommate, on his 21st birthday, got ripped on Jägermeisters, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And puked Jäger all over his car. So his car permanently smelled like Jäger.
Yeah.
I will never drink Jäger
again. I've been there. I've been that guy.
Oh, you've been the guy. You were the guy.
I've been that guy.
You were the pukey guy.
I've been the pukey guy. But the cool thing about...
Pukey boy.
You know, we in America recognize Jägermeister for what it is. There's so many different varieties of that style of liqueur that... It's sad that we don't get to taste them, because there's a lot that are better than Jägermeister. There's a lot that have higher alcohol content that are better than Jägermeister. There's a lot that taste better that have a lot lower alcohol content. The point is, it's for indigestion. It's supposed to make your after-dinner experience better.
So you don't have to poop so much.
Right.
It's like a poop depressant.
Right.
Poop can all... My poop could use help.
Drink Jägermeister.
So like,
it will help you.
A half
not,
shot of Jaeger,
but not through a beer bong.
Just almost like cough syrup, right?
We don't do that, Nick. We don't bong Jägermeister. No. That's a bad decision.
No,
well,
Jägermeister
our
through
is a little different.
No Jägermeister through an ice luge.
Jägermeister ice luge.
An ice luge.
Now I can honestly say that I've been to a festival right before Oktoberfest in Berlin, where we were ice lugeing Jägermeister when I was like 14 years old. So
I'm gonna call you Lusion from now on.
That's fine. I don't care what
anybody
calls me.
Not Tyler, Lusion.
Lusion.
It's kind of nice.
Can you say it like Trump says collusion?
I'm just going to say I want a little bit of illusion.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
I'm the greatest illusion that there ever has been out of all the illusions.
When you're losing.
Good God.
The mic tipped over. When you're losing, you're losing for losing.
That's all he's losing.
That's fine.
He's such a loser.
Did the mic stand get a contact buzz off of you?
Maybe.
I think so. But anyway, to wrap up my rambling, you know, I'm a big advocate of people traveling and experiencing life. And, you know, that's one of the things that I appreciate about this show is you guys go out of your way to recognize and experience things that aren't just in our locale. Mm-hmm. You know, you went to Erie, Pennsylvania to get this stuff.
Made a point to.
You went out of your way to do it. And that's really cool. And if I was a brewery in Pennsylvania and you showed up and said, hey, man, I'm here from Texas, or I'm here from, you know, I drove all the way here from the West Coast, or I flew here and I went out of my way to come see you, it would be very validating for me.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, it's not like Budweiser, like where people are drinking it everywhere. It's like, I came here just for your beer,
man. To stuff that I'm not going to be able to get anywhere else.
That's right. But if I was going to tell just anyone that hasn't traveled abroad where to go, it would be Germany, because there's so much to experience. Germany has an identical climate to Indiana. That's why Germany is so packed full of German immigrants. That's why Indiana is named Indiana. Indiana is the German word for Indian.
Oh.
So you get it makes sense. Dude, it's hot in the summertime. It's cold in the wintertime.
My buddy went on a tour where he rode his bike in Germany to like all these different breweries. It was literally a bike tour where you can jump on your bike.
Yep.
That's crazy.
They do that shit everywhere.
Brews with Dudes road special. On your bike. Could you do it?
Bruce,
I want to. I've got a friend who rode from Oregon to Georgia.
Good God.
Fuck that. Whoa.
Took him months.
Forrest Gump?
It was an inspiration, though. And, you know, if I can just make that the... Because I'm imagining... I don't think I've ever rode my bike drunk. Man, that sounds fun.
And terrifying all at once.
Whoa. Well, yeah. Right.
First experience, bro.
It might take me a long time to get from place to place.
It's like it took Nick 2 weeks to get from downtown Lafayette to the outskirts of Lafayette.
Yeah. You just have your bike on the highest gear possible, and you're just and you're going nowhere. Just pedaling
the brake
super
is
fast.
Still on, Nick.
Isn't that called
stand is still on?
Isn't
still
that called spinning your tires?
It's still bike locked to a rack. Why am I not moving? Why do I keep falling over?
I've been podcasting for hours.
But I've not gone a single anywhere.
When will this end? Oh, man.
Getting so many fun ideas. I'm imagining me on my bike with a headset, with a beer, podcasting. Like, I'm just now passing
Did
by.
You just get a camelback?
Ooh.
And, like, tube it?
I've done that with screwdriver before.
We might as well start drinking our beer through straws, right?
Spring break 2016.
Gotta do what you can on a bike, man.
Dick, you're still behind. You're the only one with drink left. You have, like, literally the foam. Grow up and drink the damn foam.
There's literally nothing in here.
Drink the foam.
He wants you to drink the foam.
Yeah, I saw
that was it.
I saw it move.
It was it.
Lick the inside of the cup.
You're a disgrace.
Are we going to rate these now and determine which is our favorite?
All right, you want to go first?
Yeah.
Okay,
let's go first.
Galaxy Nugs.
Ooh.
Lagunitas is second. Crowlers is third. Not because I didn't like it. It wasn't as chocolatey as I expected, but way more raspberry than I was anticipating.
Very raspberry.
And then, honestly, the Berliner, the tropical Berliner from Weldworks, it was good. But these are so thick and stouty and portery that one doesn't, like, it's not as rememberable.
It's the odd man out.
Yes, exactly. It is
the
odd man out.
Which we like to do. You know, we like to have variety. So,
I
always like to say before I start, I'm like, first of all, they were all good. Unless they're not.
I loved all of them. And the buzz I'm feeling is nice.
Every one that I had today, I enjoyed. There wasn't one that I said, you know what, or thought to myself, you know what, I won't ever drink that again.
Yeah.
I would drink every one of these so far again, for sure.
Me too.
Shit, I'm jealous I don't have a case of the Galaxy Nugs, honestly.
Yeah, for me, it would be the Galaxy Nugs, the Cappuccino Stout from Lagunitas, which is a surprise for myself, just because I'm not a stout guy.
I knew you were going to say that.
And then I would do the Berliner Weiss next because, you know, that's kind of my thing that I think I can critique that beer more than any other beer that I've ever had, just because I've had it so much. And then, not because I disliked it, but the Mill Creek Brewing Company would be my least favorite, even though I really enjoyed it. There was just too much raspberry flavor. I like raspberry, but there was just too much. I would have liked more of what I got initially than the raspberry. I think the raspberry was too overpowering.
It was a bit of a flood when it hit you.
Mm-hmm.
It is. It's definitely an overload of raspberry. You're expecting to have a lot more chocolate, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And then before you're even into the chocolate flavor, the next thing you know, your palate is settling on the raspberry.
The raspberry is just falcon punching its way into your palate, and it's unnecessary.
It's the Skylar of Nick's shirt. There's just too much Skylar.
I fucking hate Skylar.
It's a very good compliment.
I hate her so much.
Jesus Christ, Nate.
I think it's very
heavy.
Good, I think the raspberry is a very good compliment to the chocolate, but I think it's just too much.
I agree.
Not that it's bad. It's just too much. I think if they redid it again and made the raspberry less, you know, I'm going to uppercut you right in the dick. It's like, okay, whoa.
An uppercut to the dick is
uppercut to the dick. That's not something
vicious.
We want to happen.
Got to drop to the knees first.
Yes. Yes, you do.
Shaw!
I'm curious, what do you rate these? Because you're like the veteran of Brews with Dudes, obviously.
You're the dude with the brews.
Is the dude with brews.
I would say the Mill Creek was my favorite.
Really?
Really?
Yeah.
That's shocking. Both Tyler and I had it lowest or lowerest on our list.
I would say Mill Creek.
Would you say that's because it's the most unique out of all of them? Because it's got the most unique flavor profile?
I think it's the darkness and then being quickly overpowered by a totally different flavor. Mm-hmm. I think that's what does
the
it
contrast.
For me.
It shocks you for sure.
See, I don't like the contrast. I don't like that contrast.
We're talking about Nick right now. You can wait your turn.
Damn. Nick, shut down by Tyler.
That was an uppercut to the dick.
I got your back.
Literally.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I would say the Mill Creek, then the Cappuccino, then the Galaxy, then the Berliner Weiss.
So why did you put the Berliner Weiss last? Just because it wasn't that impressive?
It's not that it wasn't impressive. It's just that I prefer the porters and stouts and then the IPAs. And while I appreciate a Berliner Weiss, it's still the sourness. It's very sweet. And I prefer, you know, it's like a treat.
Right.
And I like
that's more of a dessert beer and less of a beer.
I want something that tastes.
I can't drink a lot of the Berliner Weisses anyway because they give me really bad heartburn because they're so acidic.
Yeah,
you know that hits your stomach and it's like, this isn't supposed to happen.
Right.
You know, if you drink a bunch of them, so I can appreciate that.
Yeah, but again, I liked them all. I liked them all. So
I like you.
Ooh.
I like you too.
What about you,
sure.
Mr. Podcaster?
Myself. Guy. Okay, so I'm going to start with number one, Lagunitas.
Number one is the Berliner.
That's really surprising.
That's my number one. You know, it just had the best taste for me.
The reason I say that's surprising is because you legitimately don't like coffee taste.
No,
or
I don't.
Stouts, typically.
Maybe it's just growing on me. I don't know.
Maybe you're evolving your taste
I'm evolving.
Of beers.
Next in line would probably be the Wellworks. Wellworks. The Berliner Weiss.
Velvix.
I dug that. It's your typical Berliner Weiss to me.
Dragon fruit. That's cool.
It tastes good.
That's one that you don't see very often.
I think dragon fruit was the surprising flavor in it because I was expecting a lot more
pineapple,
and there's not. It's more
Well, there's also guava too, correct?
What?
Yeah.
If you don't do guava right, can be a very overpowering taste because guava is so unique of a flavor.
Totally.
So, I think they balance it very well.
It's only a 4.8. It's not very beefy.
No.
It's a wimpy boy.
I'm not going to lie. I think I want to put the cappuccino stout top instead. Like, it and Galaxy Nuggets are very close. I like IPAs for a certain... I don't know. I feel like IPAs are very fresh. They are easily chuggable. So that Galaxy Nuggets was bam, 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 bam. And then with the Lagunitas Cappuccino Stout, I was taking my time with it, but every sip was like, I can't have any more than this because it's the greatest taste I've had.
You definitely savored it. I mean, you definitely wanted to savor it.
Yes.
It was good.
It's your turn again.
Galaxy going in third, and the Mill Creek. I'd put that in the last because that raspberry.
I'm surprised you didn't put the Galaxy one last because you don't like Galaxy hops.
It smells it smells so great. Two,
all the Galaxy hop stuff smells good.
Maybe I really hate Galaxy. I learned to hate Galaxy Nuggets through Revolution Brewing Company's Galaxy Hero.
Yep.
I really just don't like that. 450 apparently found a way to make me like Galaxy Nuggets. Probably through their dry hopping process.
Wow. Yeah, getting that the haziness. A lot of the floral.
Yes. So, like, they just did it right, or they did it better.
I believe it.
Yeah. I was going to say, do you think they did it to perfection?
If that's as close to perfection as they're going to get.
Pretty damn good.
I mean, they got me to like Galaxy Nuggets, or Galaxy Hops.
Yeah, I think the Galaxy hops were really surprising because they are refreshing. When you're tasting them, they hit your palate and they don't overwhelm you, but they give you like a sense of, oh, I've had this before, even though you haven't. You know what I'm saying? Like, that was the first time I tried Galaxy Nuggets, but it hit me in the right spot. Like, it was a familiarity that I loved.
Well, that was actually released on Friday.
On this past Friday?
It was a limited release on Friday.
Very fresh. Shit. One of my buddies went up there yesterday. No, yeah, it was yesterday. It was the only one left out of all the beers they released.
I saw he had some of the Flapjack Nuggets on tap.
Austin?
Yeah.
Wow.
Did Austin go?
Did I tell you I got some of the Flapjacks?
Yeah? I want to try some of that.
I've only got one left, so.
One can or one can?
One can.
Ooh.
Can I be on the Brews with Dudes where you try that?
We already did. All right. But I will save it for us.
Thank you.
I'm thinking of next week Brews with Dudes.
Oh, we'll have to do it at Field Day.
Ooh,
man, that's coming up for you guys. I'm going to do my best to come to Field Day. I don't know if I'll have to work or not.
It is the most wild. It feels like definitive Doom Room. Like, that is the, like,
yes,
that's the embodiment.
Hands down, wild.
It's usually 150 people. It's just insane.
Let's just say there are people who have never been to the Doom Room Field Day. What, in a small sentence, could you describe what Field Day is to them?
I might need more than one.
Sure, yeah, bring it on, a couple.
We just do a bunch of, I'll say, events, a bunch of, like, games, activities. Like, there's cornhole, and we did the slip and slide flippy cup challenge.
Oh, my God, you slide down the slippy slide and then go into flippy cup?
And then you go into flippy cup.
That's fucking amazing.
Go down the slip and slide, chug the beer, flip the cup, dodgeball.
I'm in love with this idea. JIC team needs to exist.
I kind of want to play games now.
Team America last year was
we were super awesome. Looking good.
Do I have to wear pants?
You do not have to wear anything.
We got beat in the flippy cup by, like,
there's going to be children, right? Seconds. We at least have
you need to cover your ding dong.
Okay.
Did you assume my gender?
Need to cover or want
you
to cover?
You son of a bitch.
You want me to cover my ding dong or you need me to cover?
I need. There will be children.
Oh, fair enough. Okay, if there are children present, I'm probably going to just dress appropriately.
There was a LARP last year.
What?
Oh,
we had a power metal band, Zephaniah, played.
That's on your fanny pack.
Yeah, my Zephaniah fanny pack. It's a terrible fanny pack.
It's a fanny pack.
I've only had it for like 3 months and it's fallen apart.
I think it's not an awesome terrible fanny pack.
But I rock it hard. I rock a fanny hard.
You are the guy that wears the fanny packs.
I do. I am that guy. I've got like 4 fanny packs now. I got a Rheingeist fanny pack.
What? When you went to Cincinnati,
it was only $10.
You were
sold. How did you feel picking up that fanny pack? And it's like a light shines down from the heavens, and you hear what you would imagine is angels singing. And you're like,
It's just Dick purring.
This is where I'm supposed to be.
Yeah, it was magical.
This is meant to be.
I was wearing the fanny too when I bought it, and it's like they knew. Like they saw me in line, they're like, for some reason, you don't think that the guy with the fanny pack is going to buy another fanny pack, but at the same time, you're like, he's the only one that's going to buy a fanny pack.
My man.
When I bought this one, I walked up to them, and I'm like, how much are the fanny packs? And he looks at me and goes, when I purchased these, I, for whatever reason, knew you were going to buy one. And that was before I really went hard on the fanny pack. But when I got this one, I was like, I'm going to start wearing one of these like 4 or 5 times a week.
How does it feel being a missionary for the fanny pack movement?
Ooh, you're like The Rock. You're Rock the Dwayne Johnson.
See, people kind of look down on you or they laugh a little bit.
No.
But the thing is I have so much room for cool things that other people don't have.
So many rooms for activities.
Room for activities, right at groin level.
Where all I'm about so much room for activities. I love so many.
Your pockets aren't full of stuff that's unnecessary.
Don't need it
there.
In there.
Right.
I don't need it in there at all.
Like
and
you need some Tic Tacs? Well, I don't have to reach into my pocket. They're right here in my fanny
pack.
You'd
be surprised what's in here. And people ask me, like, what do you got in there? And I'm like,
use needles?
I'm not telling you.
Why do I feel like you need to wear a turtleneck and recreate The Rock's picture in the fanny pack from, like, 1999?
I like that idea a lot.
You should get a Ninja Turtle fanny pack.
Ooh. Is the Ryan Guy's fanny pack black and white only? Because that's kind of their color scheme, typically.
It's red.
It's red?
Ooh. And it's cloth. It's Ooh. Nice. Yeah, this one's a plasticky.
Do you mind if I touch your fanny?
You can touch it, right?
Yeah, that's less than ideal.
He pinched like the nipple. You pinched it like the nipple.
Don't judge me right now.
Fair enough. I'm not judging you.
You're coming at me with attitude.
I'm commentating that you nipple pinched it.
I did my best to keep my eyes looking forward instead of rolled in the back of my head, but there's only so much you could do. We should probably wrap this up.
Is that what's supposed to happen?
Really weird now.
Well, cool.
Well, thanks for letting me be on Brews with Dudes again.
Yeah.
It's been since the night that we did Podcastrophy that I've been on Brews with Dudes, and it's been long overdue.
It has been like 6 months.
Drunk-castrophy. I really appreciate you.
Wow, Drunk-castrophy was the last time?
This delicious stuff. And little spoiler alert, maybe a little teaser. We're going to try and do Podcastrophy here in the next month and a half, maybe?
Yeah.
Or Drunk-castrophy.
Dude, Tyler, you guys, I'm so excited to finally be on Brews with Dudes.
Like, I can't believe that you haven't been on it yet.
Like, I can't believe that it took so long.
The pod daddy has finally blessed.
It's just impossible, man. It's like when you're running.
It's not impossible. It's improbable.
It's improbable. You're right. Because when you're running shows and doing everything and the traveling I already do, finally getting down to Lafayette and being able to sit down and do this with you guys has been an amazing experience. I feel like I've been like in the trial process of like preparing for my Brews with Dudes debut since episode one, because I have been going out and experiencing new beers and trying to put myself in a situation where I don't
butt
care.
Chugging a lot of stuff.
You know what? John Cena did butt chugging in Blockers. I don't know if you saw that movie.
No,
oh my God,
it's absolutely hilarious. Maybe one of the funniest movies of all time.
So it was decent.
It was great.
Is John Cena actually like
funny?
Not. Dumb
He's not
Amy
John
Schumer.
Cena. Yes. Trainwreck was an awful movie.
Trainwreck was an awful movie.
Not a fan of that. But if you have a chance, an opportunity, Blockers will make you piss yourself laughing.
Blockers.
So that's all I have.
It's on the list. Well, cool.
Blaine, you got anything to say?
I'm just excited to watch Blockers now.
All right. Dude, nobody cares.
All right. Well, thank you guys for listening. And we will see you next time on another episode of Brews with Dudes.